The Democratic Party, the sort of leadership faction of the Democratic Party, isn't really at their core bothered by inequality. They think that to a certain degree it reflects the way things ought to be. This is because the Democratic Party isn't, the leadership of the Democratic Party is not who we think they are. It's a different group of people serving a different agenda than what we, than their brand identity tells us they
and
are.
And you describe them as pretty much the opposite of the working class, the blue collar workers in this country.
That's not who they're interested in anymore. I mean, once upon a time, you say the Franklin Roosevelt or, you know, Lyndon Johnson or something like that. Yes, absolutely. That's what the Democratic Party was about. They were about the middle class of this country. Today, they are about the professional, managerial, highly educated, white-collar, affluent, suburban class. That's who they identify with. That's who they, you know, they've sort of developed this enormous literature talking about how this class of people is at the, you know, the pinnacle of history. You know, this is also the class that they're all themselves, that they themselves are drawn from. You know, they talk about these people all the time, and they see that, you know, this group of winners is, you know, the ultimate, the sort of number one Democratic constituency. They think that that class of people deserves to be where they are. That their status is something that they have earned.
It's a pretty harsh criticism. I mean, you're basically saying that the leadership of the Democratic Party, Silicon Valley, the academics, the folks on Wall Street who are Democrats, really don't care about the working class.
Yes, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. The more shocking thing is that the Democrats basically are a party that identifies itself with Wall Street, and that identifies itself with Silicon Valley, and that identifies itself with Big Pharma, with these industries that they are forever talking about, you know, and saluting because they're so creative, they're so innovative. You know, this is where these sort of these knowledge-based industries, where the kind of professionals that Democrats see themselves as representing, this is where those kind of people are found. And so they look at Wall Street and they don't see this kind of colossal villain, or, you know, the way, say, someone like Franklin Roosevelt would have understood Wall Street. Instead, they see classmates. They see their peers.